Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. That's right. This is a chance when you can talk back to the radio. You can talk back to the internet. So, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic. And also, if you want to send me email, if you're too shy to have your voice heard on national radio, you can send me email. Email address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it lists many of my books, including my 4 New York Times bestsellers. The Future of the Mind talks about the future of science when we probe the living brain, telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams. Believe it or not, we can do all of the above. In Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future. Well, we might have starships, teleportation, maybe even time travel. And in Physics of the Future, I talk about the next 100 years. Robots, artificial intelligence, cancer research, transportation, space travel. And then my latest New York Times bestseller is The Future of Humanity, where I talk about going back to the moon, going to Mars and beyond. What does it mean to have a starship? What does it mean if one day we can encounter a civilization in outer space? What would it be like to meet alien life in outer space, an alien civilization perhaps more advanced than our civilization? Well, all these things are talked about in my books. Go to mkaku.org to find more and give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and you can get on Science Fantastic. And maybe I'll be coming to a city next to you, signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And by the way, afterwards, after I sign your book, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right, you can actually make money coming to one of my autograph sessions, because autograph books actually sell for a lot of money. Okay, well, like I said before, the lines are open. Give us a call, 612-564-8135. So let's take the first listener phone call.
John Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Don't have to call those. Can a black hole actually be just a rift in time? And that's what we're seeing, time distorted? Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right. We think that a black hole is, in some sense, a rip in time. So let me explain. Let's say I have a trampoline net and I put a shot put in the middle of the trampoline net. The trampoline net does not rip, but of course the ball descends and sinks into the trampoline net. And then if I get a marble, and I fling the marble around the shot put, it'll orbit. It'll actually orbit around the shot put. Now, that marble is actually the Earth. And that shot put is the Sun. And the trampoline net is empty space. So we have another way of looking at why the Earth goes around the Sun. Why does the Earth go around the Sun? Not because gravity pulls on the Earth. That's what Newton would say. Einstein would say, no. Space pushes. That's why we go around the Sun. And why are you sitting in your chair today? You're sitting in your chair not because gravity is pulling you down to the chair. No. You're sitting in your chair today because the space above your head is pushing you down into the chair. And so this is a completely new way of looking at space and time. So if you want to summarize Einstein's general theory of relativity in one simple phrase, it is that gravity does not pull, space pushes. And then the question is, what happens if the shot put gets so heavy that it actually begins to tear the fabric of space and time? And that's what a black hole is. It is a rip in the fabric of time. But then the next question is, well, what happens afterwards? What happens if you throw a marble into the black hole itself, into the rip? Where does the marble go? Well, the short answer is, we don't know. Now, we see black holes at the center of galaxies throughout the universe. If you want to see a black hole tonight, go outside in the night sky and look in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. And in the area Sagittarius A, there is a raging black hole. Now, why can't you see it? Well, first of all, it's in the middle of a galactic nuclei, a cluster of stars that looks like a fireball. By rights, you should see a fireball brighter than the moon. A fireball brighter than the moon coming out every night. But you don't see it. Why? Dust clouds. Galactic dust. It turns out that the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is quite dusty. In fact, that's where we come from. We are made out of galactic dust. But that's also the reason why you cannot see the center of the galaxy. And that's why you cannot see this fireball that rises every night, but you can't see it because of dust. Well, at the center of the fireball, there is a black hole. It weighs 2 to 3 million times the mass of our sun. So we know it's there. And we've even had pictures of stars being eaten up by this black hole. And perhaps maybe next year, we'll have photographs of the center of this black hole. Surrounding the black hole, there's a sphere. The sphere is called the event horizon. It is a point of no return. If you fall into the sphere, you are going to be inevitably crushed at the center of a black hole. How? We don't really know. But we're lashing together several radio telescopes around the world to gain the resolution of a gigantic radio telescope the size of the Earth. Now, to build a radio telescope the size of the Earth is impossible. It would cost too much money. But by lashing together several smaller radio telescopes scattered around the surface of the Earth, and then combining the signal in a computer, we can recreate the image as seen by a radio telescope the size of the planet Earth. That telescope is so powerful that it can actually zero in on the event horizon. This is amazing. I never thought that in my lifetime I would be able to talk about photographing the event horizon of a black hole. That is the point of no return, a sphere that surrounds the black hole. We're going to have pictures of this, perhaps as early as next year. Amazing, truly amazing. And then the big question is, what happens if you fall into the event horizon? Well, as I said before, we don't really know the answer. However, there's a Nobel Prize waiting for the enterprising scientist who figures out what lurks at the center of the event horizon. One possibility is that it's really a ring, not a dot, but a ring that rotates very fast, so fast it prevents you from falling through. So anyway, let me take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Open Mic on Science Fantastic. So why should we physicists and scientists have all the fun? Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Keep the calls coming because the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to or the internet, and the city you're calling from, and perhaps you can ask your question on national radio. Or if you're too shy, send me an email and write the question down, and we'll answer it on the air. The web address is mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a quick question about, does a black hole rip the fabric of space and time? The answer is yes, but how does it rip the fabric of space and time is still being debated by physicists today. All we can say is that surrounding a black hole, there's a sphere called the event horizon, and inside the sphere, perhaps there is a ring. A ring being the remnant of a rotating black hole. It collapses to not a ring, not a dot, but a ring. And if you fall through the ring, perhaps you fall through a gateway to another universe. That is still not verified. However, we see these black holes in outer space. You can see one tonight in the constellation Sagittarius. They're everywhere we see galaxies. Black holes working in the hearts of galaxies. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Robert Carretero. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I'm listening to you on the internet. And my question is, now that NASA has discovered organic complex molecules on Mars and also methane, What steps are they going to be taking to see if they find some fossils or, you know, determine how long ago life existed on Mars? Thank you.
Well, I was on the Fox Channel being interviewed even before NASA made its announcement of organic chemicals found on Mars, and I was asked to make a prediction. What will NASA find with its Curiosity rover on the surface of Mars? And I said that, well, I hate to be a party pooper, but we're not going to find evidence of little green men. We're not going to find evidence of life, but we will find evidence of the precursors of life. Organic carbon-based molecules, organic molecules that will one day, if Mars had continued on its track, one day create perhaps the first DNA molecule. However, we didn't go that far. In other words, about 3.5 billion years ago, Mars lost its oceans. It lost its riverbeds, and it became a dead planet. Why? We're not sure, but we think that the solar wind blew the atmosphere of Mars away. Mars has no magnetic field to speak of to protect it. As a consequence, the solar wind blew much of the atmosphere into outer space, and therefore lost most of its water in the process. So, are we going to find fossils? I don't think so. Are we going to find shells and skeletons? No, I don't think so. But will we find amino acids? And that, I think the answer is yes. When you crack open meteorites from outer space that landed on the Earth, many times you find amino acids. Amino acids are the precursors of proteins. You stack a bunch of amino acids together and it creates proteins, and that's what we're made out of. For the most part, we are made out of proteins. So that's the next step. The next step is to keep on drilling into the Martian rock to find evidence of amino acids, perhaps maybe even a DNA molecule. That would be a real game changer. But to find life as we know it, I tend to doubt it. Mars is bleached by the sun. For all we can tell, it is a dead planet. However, we're now digging underground into the soil of Mars, and so maybe we'll find some surprises, maybe evidence of ancient microbial life. That, I think, is the maximum we can expect. We're not going to find little green men, but we may find evidence of ancient microbial life on Mars. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Madison Wolf. I'm from Yorkville, Ohio, and my question is, if time travel was possible given Einstein's equations, and, you know, the details and workings behind that. Thank you.
Yes, Einstein proposed his general theory of relativity in 1915. And then around 1949, he was at Princeton, and his next-door neighbor there was Kurt Gödel, one of the greatest mathematicians of the century, in fact. And what Professor Gödel found was a new solution of Einstein's equation, which allowed for time travel. He assumed that the universe was rotating. And if the universe was rotating and you went around the universe, you would come back before you left. In other words, you would become a time traveler going backwards in time. Now, Einstein knew about this because, of course, that was his next-door neighbor at Princeton, and he was very disturbed. Einstein himself thought that his equations might allow for time travel, but he couldn't quite get himself to believe that was real. So in his memoirs, Einstein wrote that, quote, "We can dismiss these time travel solutions because they're not physical." In other words, the universe expands. We have a big bang, not a big swirl. We have a big bang. And the universe expands uniformly, doesn't rotate. But if it did rotate, then perhaps you could journey back into the past whenever you wanted. So in some sense, thank goodness we don't live in a rotating universe, because then all sorts of paradoxes could be formed. But then in 1963, Roy Kerr, a New Zealand mathematician, discovered another solution of Einstein's equation, which was even crazier than the Gödel solution. He found that black holes that we mentioned before rotate, Rotating black holes do not collapse to a dot, they collapse to a ring. If you fall through the ring, you wind up through a wormhole, which can also be a gateway into the past. Since then, we've discovered scores of solutions which allow for Einstein's equations to give us time travel. In fact, there are so many solutions that Stephen Hawking tried to catalog them. The late Stephen Hawking found a whole classification of time travel solutions in Einstein's equation, and he found a commonality between all of them. It turns out that what you need to create a time travel solution is negative energy. Energy that is less than zero. We don't see negative energy too often, but in the laboratory, we can actually make negative energy. That's the common factor among all these time travel solutions that Einstein found, negative energy. Now, negative energy would make possible not just time travel, but warp drive as well. Now, in Star Trek, the Starship Enterprise, the crew there, tries to find dilithium crystals. Dilithium crystals are the engine that makes the warp drive possible and maybe even time travel. But of course, dilithium crystals don't exist. That was a figment of the imagination of Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek. But in the physics laboratory, yes, we have a counterpart of dilithium crystals called negative energy. However, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace. You need fabulous amounts of negative energy to stabilize a black hole. First of all, you need a black hole to open a gateway through space and time. But the gateway is not stable. Then you need negative energy to stabilize the gateway so it doesn't collapse on itself. So, here we are. Today, we realize that there are scores of solutions of Einstein's equations which allow for time travel. And according to Stephen Hawking, the commonality is that you need negative energy to keep the gateway open to the past so that you don't get crushed by the black hole as you enter the gateway. So, what does it mean for us? In the short term, nothing. Because the energy necessary to open up the gateway is that of a black hole, and don't expect anyone to play with a black hole anytime soon. This is really for a very advanced civilization, perhaps a Type 3 civilization, a civilization that has galactic power, that could, therefore, use Einstein's equations to go into the past. That is something we cannot rule out. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is Brandon from Manhattan, and I was wondering, do you believe that it's possible that cannabis kills cancer cells? I know that there's thousands of cancers, that's what you said, but you think it's possible that cannabis can slow down or even kill cancer cells? Thank you very much.
Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about cancer and what is known and not known about how to kill cancer cells. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call if you want to get on the air is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Year's Eve celebrations are taking place around the world despite the Omicron surge. There were no New Year's Eve fireworks in central London, but some people gathered at the Shard skyscraper to ring in 2022. For those spending New Year's Eve in Times Square, things are a bit different. Outgoing NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Let's have fun. Let's do it in a safe environment. You're going to wear a mask, and that's the expectation for everyone.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News. Violence broke out in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, injuring six people after more than 65 shots were heard. Initial reports suggest the shooter hasn't been identified, and the incident is still under investigation. A 21-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the abdomen and was rushed to the hospital, where she remains in critical condition. Five men under 30 were also injured in the gunfire. Most students in Michigan's Oxford schools will be heading back to classrooms on Monday after losing a month of learning.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing. Unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the fun, then pick up your phone and give us a call at 612-564-8135. And some people say to themselves, oh, come on, I don't want to get on national TV, or national radio, because I'll look like a fool. I'll ask some dumb question and everyone's going to laugh at me. Well, just remember that sometimes the dumb questions are the most profound questions of all. Therefore, ask away. And chances are if you have that dumb question, chances are hundreds of other people have that very same dumb question, but are too embarrassed to ask on national radio. Well, don't feel embarrassed calling me on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. Years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who asked himself a simple question. Does the moon fall? Such a simple question. Does the moon fall? He saw an apple fall, and he said to himself, well, apples fall because they're attracted to the earth. Why doesn't the moon fall? Because it's also attracted to the earth. Well, one day he saw an apple fall, and then he asked himself a stupid, dumb question. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? He was the first person in human history to ask that simple question. Does the moon also fall? Well, he tried to calculate the mathematics of the falling moon, but he couldn't. So he had to create his own mathematics. That mathematics he created is called calculus. The theory that he came up with is called the theory of gravity. And who was this 23-year-old gentleman? His name was Isaac Newton. So by asking a children's question that seems preposterous, he came up with a theory that made possible not just the theory of gravity, but mechanics as well. And that mechanics made it possible to create machines. Machines where we can actually calculate the stresses and forces on every part of the machine. And that gave us the Industrial Revolution, one of the greatest revolutions in all of human history. The revolution of machines was, in some sense, initiated by a young gentleman who asked himself a dumb question. Does the moon also fall? Well, once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic, and let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Vlad. I'm calling you from San Francisco. I have a question on the specificity around mankind's ability to pull out of the climate crisis and growth as it pertains to carbon emissions and rapid polar caps melting. Thank you.
Well, let me answer that, and then I'll answer a previous comment that was asked by a listener concerning cancer. First of all, let me say that there are no simple technical fixes to the climate problem. First of all, if you're a farmer, you know that the atmosphere and the weather is changing. Summer times are about a week longer than in the past. Winters are about a week shorter. And if you go further north into Canada and Alaska, you know that, well, the glaciers are receding and tundra is thawing out. In fact, I was in Siberia a few years ago speaking there. And yes, they tell me that the tundra of Siberia is thawing out. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to continue to answer your questions on Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And we are taking your listener phone calls. Give us a call and you can perhaps get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had several phone calls. One phone call concerned global warming. First of all, the atmosphere is changing. The weather is changing. Farmers notice this. People in the forest notice this because animals are very sensitive to the cycle of the seasons. When to hibernate, when to search for food. All these cycles are being disrupted. And if you are a forester, you know this. If you live in Alaska or Canada or Siberia, you know that, yes, the tundra is thawing out. In fact, when I spoke in Siberia, people there told me that because the glaciers are receding in Siberia, it means that ancient animals, carcasses, ancient animals that died tens of thousands of years ago are now reemerging because the ice is melting. And just realize that these animals died tens of thousands of years ago, and yet their bodies are only now being recovered by scientists because the ice is melting. And the people of Siberia in Krasnoyarsk, where I spoke, told me that they actually like it. They actually like it because, hey, who wants to be bound in ice all the time? Why not have a little bit of sunshine? Well, a little bit of sunshine there means weather changes elsewhere on the planet Earth. What's good for some people in some areas may not be so good in other areas. For example, the South Pole is beginning to slowly disintegrate. No one's talking about the complete collapse of the South Pole, but chunks, gigantic chunks of the South Pole are in fact breaking off. So what are we going to do about it? Several things could happen. First of all, technical fixes are possible, but are a long shot. Some people think that perhaps we can grow genetically modified plants that love carbon dioxide, that'll soak up the extra carbon dioxide. Well, yeah, but so far no one's done it yet. Some people think we can shoot soot into the atmosphere to blanket out sunlight and darken the earth as a consequence with soot. But hey, if you put soot in the air, sooner or later it comes back down and it could wind up in your children's lungs, and who wants that to happen? So a number of technical fixes have been proposed, none of them being very reliable. They're very easy to pick apart, they're very expensive, and they have unforeseen consequences. For example, seeding the oceans with iron is one way to increase algae activity, but it could get out of control as well. And all of a sudden, you can ruin the delicate balance between algae and fish and sea life by putting too much iron-based chemicals into the oceans. However, there is some good news. One of the good news is that the solar revolution will be jump-started by cheap batteries. One of the reasons why we don't have a solar revolution is because solar power is not very economical, because at night you're wasting all that time that you could be gathering sunlight, but the sun has set. What you want is a battery, a super battery that can have efficient storage of electricity when the winds don't blow and the sun doesn't shine. And Elon Musk has even bet the store. Tesla Motors has spun off a division whereby they're going to make super batteries, which they hope will change the balance of power in your pocketbook, making it economically viable to go with solar technology. And that is a bright side on the whole question. And then another possibility is fusion power. Fusion power is a long ways away. We're talking about perhaps mid-century before it becomes economically viable. However, scientists do believe that one day fusion power could perhaps solve the whole problem of global warming, because fusion power will give us the power of the sun using seawater. Seawater is the basic fuel for fusion engines, because they burn the hydrogen inside seawater, and that could be a solution. I should also point out that we had a previous caller who asked about cancer research, and let me just say a few words about cancer research. First of all, there are three ways to approach cancer. You can use surgery to cut it out, radiation to zap it, and chemotherapy to poison it. All three are unpleasant. They have side effects. However, there's a new technology out there that could give us a new handle on it, and I'll talk about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, I'll talk about breakthroughs in cancer research and cancer therapy. Stay tuned and give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open because it's open mic in this hour. Open mic meaning that if you call 612-564-8135, you're not going to get a busy signal. You will get a recording asking you to record your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And hey, maybe you can ask your question on national radio. No question is too dumb, too silly to put on national radio. And maybe one day your kids will ask you a question that leaves you stumped. Well, just don't sit there looking like a bump on a log. Get to the phones. Call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on radio. Why not have them get on national radio to ask that question? That is their homework assignment. And if you want to find out more about what I'm doing, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, before the break, we had a question about cancer research. Let me just summarize some of the things that we mentioned here on Science Fantastic. First of all, immunotherapy has now been added to our arsenal against cancer. Immunotherapy basically takes some of your immune cells out of your body, for example, in blood, and then genetically modifies them so they can identify and hunt down cancer cells. And then you re-inject it back into the body. Well, the results have been incredible, fantastic. Many people that were considered terminal, that were doomed to die of cancer, have come back from the dead in some sense, and they have lived to tell about it. Now, there are side effects. In fact, some of the side effects are pretty severe. But some people say it's worth the effort to try because these people are terminal. Scientists have written them off. They are going to die. So why not give them immunotherapy? So that's one more weapon that we have. And another weapon is nanotechnology. We can now create nanoparticles that zoom in on individual cancer cells and zap them. We can zap them by having small amounts of poison on the nanoparticle. The nanoparticle zooms in on cancer and delivers microscopic quantities of poison. Not huge amounts like in chemotherapy, but microscopic amounts of poison right on the cancer cell. Another form of nanotechnology is vibration. We can actually create nanoparticles that vibrate on demand. They home in on a cancer cell. Then we vibrate them to rupture the cell wall. This is called nanotechnology or nanomedicine. And that is yet another way in which we can attack cancer. So we just don't cut, zap, and poison cancer. We can now use our own body's defenses, augment them, and use our own body to create cancer cell destroying cells that allow us to cure some forms of cancer. So there is some hope on the horizon, even for fatal forms of cancer. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Colton, and I'm from Kennewick. And I was wondering how black holes can go into gray instead of black, like Dr. Einstein, I'm pretty sure, said that it can go grayish, blackish. I was wondering how the vortex can suck stuff in and you can get out with thrusters instead of with an astronaut suit. Thank
Okay, well, you asked some questions that are at the cutting edge of research. First of all, my colleague, Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, he was the one who showed that black holes are not totally black, but they're actually gray. Now, let me explain. First of all, why are black holes black anyway? Because light itself cannot escape from a black hole. The black hole's mass is so great that even light cannot escape. For example, you know that if you throw a rock in the air, eventually the rock comes to a halt and comes back to Earth. If you throw that rock fast enough, if you hit 25,000 miles per hour, the escape velocity of the Earth, that rock will escape the gravity of the Earth and leave the Earth forever. So the escape velocity of the Earth is 25,000 miles per hour. That's the velocity you have to go to reach the moon. If you want to jump and reach the moon, jump 25,000 miles per hour, and you too could reach the moon. Now, stars also have an escape velocity. The escape velocity of a gigantic star is the speed of light. Since nothing can go faster than the speed of light, it means that nothing can escape a black hole. That's why they're black, because nothing can escape, not even light. However, if it's pure black, that violates the uncertainty principle of Heisenberg. Believe it or not, Werner Heisenberg, the greatest quantum physicist of his era, showed that there's always uncertainty. There's never anything that is perfect. Therefore, there's no such thing as perfect black. There's no such thing as knowing perfectly the velocity of an electron or the position of an electron. Everything is uncertain. Even blackness is uncertain. And so blackness becomes gray. And what comes out? A very soft radiation comes out of a black hole called Hawking radiation, named after Professor Hawking. So he was the one who showed that when you apply quantum mechanics, that is the theory of the atom, to black holes, which are based on Einstein's theory of the universe, then you find that black holes are not totally black. They're actually slightly grayish. That's why, by the way, he never won the Nobel Prize. This radiation is very faint, and that's why it's never been observed, and that's why Stephen never won the Nobel Prize. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. The number to call is 612-564-8135, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.